Simon & Schuster Audio. The Motley Fool's Rule Breakers, Rule Makers, The Foolish Guide to Picking Stocks. Written and read by David and Tom Gardner. Many things having full reference to one consent may work contrariously. As many arrows, loosed several ways, fly to one mark. As many ways meet in one town. As many fresh streams meet in one salt sea. As many lines close in the dial center. So may a thousand actions, once afoot, end in one purpose, and be all well born without defeat. Henry V, Act I, Scene 2.
In the character of King Henry V, William Shakespeare gave to world literature one of its brightest military heroes. Henry's the young king who charges across the English Channel, wins a shocking upset, and becomes heir to the French throne. He achieves these things by his eloquence, his guts, and his love of his men, all of which Shakespeare renders evocatively and, as always, quotably.
If you went back a couple of plays, however, you'd see another side of Henry. Henry IV, Part I, introduces us to Prince Hal, a dissolute youth who whiled away his days hanging out with scapegraces and ne'er-do-wells at an East Cheap tavern. But from this acorn one could nevertheless envision the tall oak that would one day sprout. Prince Hal's love of fun, for instance, would come back as Henry's battlefield daring. And the low company he kept provided him with the common touch that he expertly applied as he led his men into the open ground between two woods that was Agincourt. Even though the young Prince Hal takes an unorthodox approach to princeship, he nevertheless knows what he was about, as he states in Henry IV, Part I.
I know you all, and will a while uphold the unyoked humor of your idleness. Yet herein will I imitate the sun, who doth permit the base contagious clouds to smother up his beauty from the world, that when he please again to be himself, being wanted, he may be more wondered at.
By the end of the play, Hal is indeed pleased again to be himself. He emerges, in fact, as a hero through his defense of his father's kingdom from rebellion at the Battle of Shrewsbury, and by slaying his audacious rival Hotspur. And in so doing, Prince Hal reasserts himself as the true heir, in both blood and temperament, to the English throne. He is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?